be extended, Lord Jesus. We want to give you back the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the power and the miracle of prayer. And God did it. None of us can do that. Amen. You know, sometimes, you know, for a long, long time, you know, Fiji has been in our hearts. Long, long time. But God has a perfect timing. His timing is perfect. And if it is His church again, and He knows a time to get in, and He's going to build it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this morning I want to share with us in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1. To verse 12. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 12. Let me just read it. One day Peter and John went to the temple at 3 o'clock, the time set each day for the afternoon prayer service. Verse 2, there at the temple gate called Beautiful Gate was a man who had been crippled all his life. Every day he was carried to this gate to beg for money from the people going into the temple. The man saw Peter and John going into the temple and asked them for money. Peter and John looked straight at him and said, "Look at us." The man looked at them, thinking they were going to give him some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold, but I do have something else I can give you. By the power of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, stand up and walk." Then Peter took the man's right hand and lifted him up. Immediately the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped up, stood up in his feet, and he began to walk. He went into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. All the people recognized him as the crippled man who always sat at the Beautiful Gate begging for money. Now they saw this same man walking and praising God, and they were amazed. They wonder how this could happen. Hallelujah. Miracle with a message. Hallelujah. Peter and John, they were going into the temple to pray. The temple was different than before the cross. We see that in Matthew chapter 27. You know, when Jesus gave his life, gave his spirit, the curtains, it says at the moment that Jesus gave up his spirit, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the bottom. The earth shook and the rock split. So the curtain separates the holy place from the most holy place was torn in two at Christ's death. Amen, church? That symbolizing that the barrier between God and humanity was removed. Amen? So, each of us, you and I, can able to enter into the most holy place. Hallelujah. 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 All people are free to approach God. Praise the Lord. You don't have to go through anybody else. You don't have to go through the priest. Because Jesus Christ did it on the cross. Amen. We all can come into the holies of holies through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Peter and John came to pray at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a tradition. Hour of prayer at the temple. It was a time in the evening. Sacrifices were made. It was a time to announce Jesus Christ, sacrifice and pay for our sins. People going to prayer. Amen. Amen, church. Prayer makes miracle possible and power of His message. Thank you, church. What you have seen today, that is the power of prayer and makes the message so powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 2 and verse 3 says, now a man crippled from birth was being carried from the temple gates called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those who are going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. This man was lame from birth. And we all walk lamely before the Lord also. We are fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. But God forgave us for our sins. He has been living and begging for the things of this world. Church, if we've been begging for the things of this world, we're still going to be beggars. Still. This blind man, this beggar, this crippled man needs something different. Something different. Something that the world couldn't give. Hallelujah. In verse 4 to verse 8, he says that Peter looked straight at him as John did. Then Peter said, look at us. So the man gave him his full attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But what I have, I'll give it to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. He reached out his hand and he lifted him up. Instantly, this man's feet and neck became moving, so he's able to walk. He jumped to his feet and he began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, church, Peter saw something else. Peter saw something else. He saw the real need of this man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, I want to encourage us as leaders. This is what we need to see in our spiritual eyes. The real need. The real need. This man has been living, begging for money at the temple gates for many, many years. But Peter saw something else. Hallelujah. He saw something different. He saw the real need of this man. Hallelujah. And he able to meet it. He able to meet that need. Church, I want to encourage us this morning. Paul said in Colossians, in the book of Corinthians, that we are born again, we have given our life to the Lord, we see all things. Amen? So my prayer this morning that our God will open our spiritual eyes to see those things, the real need, and able to meet that need. Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Have I none. Peter had a greater gift to be given. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter had a greater gift to be given. Praise the Lord. But what I have, Peter said, I will give it to you. What I have, I'll give it to you. Brother Mark, right? I really believe that somebody saw that real need. He's able to give it to you. It's more than just a hitchhiking. Hallelujah! It's more than that. Somebody saw that real need that's in you. That's why you're here this morning. And you're able. But God did it. Somebody saw that real need within you. Hallelujah. Peter has a greater gift to be given. What I have, I give you. Miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Miracle happens in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, church? Rise up and walk. Peter gave him something much, much better, the use of his leg. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we often ask God to solve our little problems. You know what I'm talking about? But He wants to give us a whole new life. Hallelujah. God wants to give us a whole new life to help us for our little problems. Hallelujah, church. Ask God for what you want, but don't be surprised. Don't be surprised, church, when He gives you what you really need. Amen. Hallelujah. Miracle in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. Peter took him by the hand and lifted him up. Church, with this word, the gospel message, we can lift people up from their sin. For this word, we can lift people up from their fear. With this gospel message, we can lift people up from their shame. With this gospel message, we can lift people up out of their bondage and be free people. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what the apostles have been doing all their time. Healing through the power of the Holy Spirit. The man now healed and he began to jump and walk around and praising God. And people were amazed. People were amazed. And I want to say that too. Again, I'll say it again. Thank you. What you've seen is the power and the miracle God has been doing. It's not our work. It's the power of prayer that church, we've been praying for Fiji and all over the world, and our brothers and sisters have been praying for revival. So God did it. Amen. To amaze what God has been doing, we want to give Him the glory and honor this morning. Amen. I'll call up the worship team to come up, please. Miracle created an opportunity for us to preach the Word of God. Church, when we see opportunity, do not hesitate. Share the Word of God. Because this message will lift them up. I just want to encourage us this morning, again, church. Bible First Mission Church is to glorify God and love people. We need to keep on reaching out. We need to keep on telling people about the gospel. I want to encourage us this morning. Please do not stop. A lot of times we almost kind of satisfied. Do not satisfy. Go out and spread the gospel. Go out. God has anointed us to go and preach the gospel into all the world. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And He has a promise. He said, I will be with you always till the end of the age. Church, don't give up. Keep on telling others about the good news. Do not stop. Because this is what we are called for. Jesus called His first disciple in the book of Mark. He said, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. That is the first call. When God called His disciple. Church, I want to encourage you with this. If we are following, then we must be fishing. If we are not fishing, think about it. I want to challenge us with this. If we are following, then we must be fishing. If we are not following, are we fishing? Amen. We need to bring in people to know Jesus. That is a job we've been commissioned to do it, is to go out and fish for souls. Bring people in to extend His kingdom. Amen. People are amazed. A miracle happens to give us the opportunity to share the gospel. To share the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because salvation, church, is the greatest gift of all. Salvation is the greatest gift of all. Amen, church. Let's bow our head in prayer. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word, Father. Father, we thank you for who you are. Died on the cross for our sins. We have the victory. That we can go out, Lord, and spread the gospel. Your promise said that I will be with you always till the end of the age. Father, I pray that you put in us, Lord, that love for the lost people that doesn't know you. And Father, we thank you for this church, Father, that has been going out, Lord Jesus, feeding the people, feeding the lost that are out there. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that we'll do more of spreading the gospel to our brothers and our sisters that are out there who doesn't know you, that are seeking, looking something to satisfy their needs, Father. But Father, we thank you who you are, that by your name, Father, you have given us the authority to do what you've called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand, please. You are great. No one else like you. It's no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. It's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. The glory and the honor, as we lift our hands in worship, as we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, as we lift your holy name, you are great. You do miracles so great.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. No one else like you.
Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us, Lord, and speaking into our hearts, Lord, what's in your heart, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for your people that are here, Lord. I just pray for your blood. Cover them, Lord, as they depart from this sanctuary, Father, and do the things through this whole week, Father. Father, I just pray that your Spirit lead them and guide them, Lord. Guide them and lead them to any souls that needs you, that needs a miracle. And Father, we want to give you back the glory and honor. And all of God's people say, Amen.